Welcome to Love This Bitch, the podcast that teaches you how to love your life and accomplish your goals through self-compassion and self-coaching. Now here's your host, MBA and Master Certified Professional Life Coach, Lisa Oglesby.
Hello, I am so happy that you've decided to spend a little bit of your time with me today. I know that your time is valuable, so I appreciate that, and I hope to give some value back. We have been talking lately and episodes throughout, everything kind of ties in, but we recently talked about in episode 95, the importance of core values, and in 94, creating an identity that serves you. Back at episode 64, we talked about vision and why having a vision is the first step to accomplishing your goals. And I was listening also to another podcast recently, and they mentioned saying no. And I was like, ooh, yes, that is one for me. That is something I struggle with. And so do many of my clients and people that I know, people that probably listen to this podcast. So let's briefly touch on how these things that we've been talking about help you say no. And we will also connect to some things that we've previously talked about more in depth in past episodes, like way back in episode 15, when we talked about success being more than outside validation, and back in episode 57, people pleasing and feeling unappreciated. So hopefully I can tie all this in and you can, you know, use those episodes to also support what you're learning here in this little brief episode touching on saying no. So a lot of us have trouble saying no, right? Maybe we struggle with rejection, or even have rejection sensitivity, or many of us just, you know, we seek that outside validation. That's pretty normal and common. So we think, you know, if we can be a people pleaser and yes, 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 that we'll get that validation that we're seeking, and we'll feel good about ourselves. And despite the fact that that never works, we persist. But, you know, talking about vision, identity, and core values, and how getting straight with these, sitting down, thinking about these, and understanding what they mean for you, and the steps that we kind of talked about in those other episodes, defining them and applying them to your lives, those things help, as we said, guide you and give you clarity. They help you set goals for your life, you know, and look at what do I really want? Because sometimes we are just, you know, running around seeking that outside validation. So using our vision or our identity, our core values to build our goals helps set goals that are in line with those things. Then, in addition to those, our goals, the things that we truly want, and having those whys and the vision behind it, our identity and our core values, all of that will support you in saying no, because it gives you a better guidepost for when to say no instead of just saying yes to everything because I want to be reliable, I want to be, you know, hardworking, those core values we talked about. Now you really know what those things mean. You really have a firm grasp on what you want, who you want to be, and what that looks like. So that allows you to say no. I think a lot of times when we talk about saying no, we talk about some of the other things that I will touch on later in the episode, but we don't really talk about knowing when to say no. And, you know, I even have a fear and something that I work on that, you know, I'll say no, I'm too busy, I can't take on a project, at a time where it turns out I was just struggling with overwhelm and I could have taken on that project. And to me, that seems like some big thing, right? Some big deal. And that's something that I personally have to work with, a fear of saying no when I could have said yes. Oh no, a missed opportunity to say yes. But that's when dialing in and remembering, you know, what your vision is, what your core values are, helps you make those decisions and feel more competent in saying no. I listened to the book Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by, and I'm going to say Greg's last name wrong, but Greg Kuhn, sorry, Greg. And in that book, he supports like just kind of radical no saying, like really narrow down, focus in on your goal, and everything else is just no. I'm not there. But obviously he's there, or most of the time he's there, and he wrote a great book about it. Maybe reading that or listening to that will kind of give you an idea of the goal, where you're headed. But I remember that he said some really good things in that book about being successful and what that meant to him, and how having that just saying yes to what is essential to his goals really helped him be successful, of course, by his definition, but also, you know, we all know that he's written books, and I think most people's definition would consider him a successful person, but it's his definition that count. But being able to do that, being able to say no to, you know, projects, tasks, events, whatever it might be, you're just kind of floundering out there, and you might be just stuck with people pleasing or outside validation if you don't have any measure, any evaluation tool to say, hey, I don't want to say want to do this, right? But hey, should I do this task? Do I do this task or not? Do I go to this event or not? Do I take on this project or not? So that's why having the vision and understanding your identity, your core values, those things help you say yes to things that support you in your goals and say no to things that take away from that or just don't offer any value, right? Towards those ends, towards your goals. And I think that that is something, a piece that many of us are missing when we hear, you know, about saying no, why we should say no to things. It's like, well, I need a guideline. I need a post to help me. I get that a lot from different things with clients and myself. Unfortunately, a lot of times we're looking for a very black and white, you say no here, you say yes here. And that's not the situation, right? These things help you evaluate. You might still have times where you say yes and look back and say, that maybe I would do no on that in the future. Or maybe you said no and you're like, if a situation like that came up again, I'd go with yes. It's not going to be some perfect thing. It's a practice. It's going through your life, as we've talked about before, as a scientist, and you're trying things on, you're trying things out. I think a lot of times it's an interesting worry when we talk about things for myself and with clients. We always think, our minds tend to jump to this belief, we're going to do a total 180, right? I'm going to go from being a yes person to just saying no to everything. And I'll just be out of control. No, 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 no. But that's not really how we're set up. So it's an understandable fear, but you don't have to fear that you're going to say no too much. Just like right now, you could be saying yes more than is serving you. Either way, you're going to balance that. You're going to work on it. Evaluate the times that you say no. Oh, did this support me? Did this fit with my core values? Did this move me towards my goals? Great. Maybe it didn't either way, and you are interested and curious to look at ways to help make that decision in the future. It's like, it doesn't seem to push the needle either way. Maybe you go with an essentialism approach. Well, if it doesn't move me either toward or away from my goal, then it's still not essential, and I say no. You know, it just helps you have a tool for evaluating things and creating that life that you want. So that's what's helpful, and that's what's important about understanding your vision for the life that you want, or what your ideas and thoughts are about your identity, as we talked about in that episode, and developing core values that help you and guide you in making decisions, and all of that creating the backdrop for your goals. And your goals also helping you say, hey, is this a yes or a no for me? Let's look. So that gives you a lot of background and support for those things. And I also want to touch back, like I said, on some past episodes about people pleasing and outside validation, just so you can have a little refresher on that, or jump back and listen to episode 15, episode 57, and get a deep dive on this. But we also know that people pleasing, that desire to always say yes, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work, one, because outside validation doesn't work for us if we don't believe it ourselves. We'll seek that validation and we'll get it sometimes, right? If we don't get it, it just supports our belief that we didn't do a good job or we're not good enough. But even if we do get it, it's usually a few seconds of, yes, I did good, and then it's gone, or it's immediately we get it, and then our brain's like, well, but they had to say that, they were just being nice. Like, it's completely dismissed because our brain's looking to confirm our belief that we think we're looking for that outside validation to help us feel better, But our brain is on this other path where it's like, I don't believe I'm good enough. I don't believe I did a good job. That's what I believe. I'm looking for evidence to support that. So outside validation doesn't actually make us feel better. It's not a good guidepost for us. We're always chasing it, but it doesn't move us towards our goals because we don't accept it. It's not like, oh, okay, they said I did good at this. I really did. This is what I've learned from that I have this area I've worked on and I'm good at. Or it doesn't do any of that for us. It's just, okay, on to the next thing to try and get that validation because this thing didn't work. And then we're convinced the next thing we do, we'll get some kind of, you know, we say yes to, we'll get some kind of feedback and we'll feel great about ourselves. And we just go through it, cycle through it over and over. So your own ideas of success, your own goals, and your own belief in yourself, those are the things that are going to give you confidence and true validation. It's never going to, unfortunately, come from the outside. Or if it does, it's not going to last. And the second reason that people-pleasing, saying yes, doesn't work, as we've talked about before, is that we don't control other people. We like to say yes, thinking that those people will think a certain way about us if we say yes. They'll think we're hardworking or reliable, and maybe they will, but we don't control them, so we don't know. And even if they do think that, how long does that thought last? If the fear that we have that it lasts until the next time we say no is true, then they don't really find you reliable. They just want you to do what they want when they want it. And any deviation from that, right, they're not going to be happy. Which is actually probably a lot of people. If you're saying yes to them all the time, that's just what they want. That doesn't necessarily make them think great, good things about you. It probably just makes them not think that negative things. And you're like, well, good, I don't want them to think negative things. But if they're not thinking negative things because you're always just doing stuff for them, and then the one time you're like, oh, no, I can't, I really can't, now they're thinking negative things. Is that really where you want to be spending your time and effort? Trying to keep that person from just not maybe being upset for a second that you didn't do something for them? And that could be a friend, or that could be a boss or a coworker. It could be at any level of your life. We think that people are going to think these great things about us if we just keep saying yes, but we really don't know what they think. And it's usually just about staving off any displeasure. We don't really know what positive thoughts they might have about that. And I've seen that before. You know, I've had people come to me and they'll tell me about, I was speaking with a teacher and she was telling me about all the extra stuff she went through and did for, you know, the parents and the families, because there was a lot of families and students in some really tough situations, and just all the things she did extra with her own money and her own time outside of the classroom to connect and help and, you know, be of service to her students and their families. And she just did so much. And, you know, she was upset and just felt horrible because she had to tell a parent no. And when that occurred, when she has to tell them no, sometimes some of them immediately are just angry, right? And very like, you don't do this, you don't do that, you're not doing this for me, how could you? Like, despite the fact that she'd been doing over, above, and beyond all this time, they came to this wall where she couldn't do what they wanted. None of that mattered. They didn't hold all that in their memory and say, oh, well, you know, she must really have a good reason for saying no here. It was just, you're saying no right now, and I want it, and they were upset. And that's many, many times the way that goes. Or, you know, people don't actually save up all those yeses in their mind other than maybe to know if they need something done to go to you, which could fit with your goals in certain situations. I'm not saying that. It's for you to evaluate, not me. But if it doesn't, right, you're just doing these things, investing all your time and your money, hoping that it'll get you an outside validation or it'll cause someone else to think or feel a certain way about you. But the validation doesn't work, and we know we don't control their thoughts and feelings. We have no idea what they're thinking and feeling. So for us, it would be so much more serving and balanced if we knew, right? We knew that we were reliable. We knew when we showed up and what we showed up for and how we showed up. And those those are our thoughts, right? And our beliefs, because we've sat down, we know what's important to us. We know what's important for our life, our vision. We know the core values and the things that are important to our identity. We know the goals that we have for ourselves, and we're working within that to create that life that we want and that serves us, and it does serve those around us, right? Because when we're in that place where we're creating a life that we enjoy and we're less stressed and less anxious, although we will always have those things, but we're actually driven and we have a guide and we're following it, right? It gives us more stability and the ability to evaluate things and say, yeah, you know, that's just not going to fit for me. Doesn't mean anything about me. Doesn't change who I am. Doesn't make me unreliable. Doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't mean that this person is even going to feel negatively about me. They talk about it in the Essentialism book that some people are going to think that you're devoted, that they know that you are going to be there and say yes on valuable projects, and if not, it's someone else for them to go to, that, you know, that you value your time and their time, and they're going to respect that. They're going to respect that you said no. Now, again, we don't control their feelings, so some people might be angry, some people may respect it. We don't really know. So when it comes down to it, what's really important is how you think and feel about it. And knowing your reasons for why you said no will give you that confidence. It'll give you that support, and you won't have to go through as much. You might still go through it. You might struggle. It's practice, right? But it won't be as much of a struggle with the people pleasing and with the outside validation, because you have your identity, you know who you are, you have your vision, your core values, you know where you're headed and the things you want to honor getting there. You've got this guide. Sure, you may still make mistakes, but that's part of life and that's okay. And you also have, right, these guideposts for how to correct that, how to pivot and get back on track. I think it's important to realize that these things that we've talked about and all the episodes were about how they serve you, but how they will also help you in learning to say no, which is something that many of us struggle with. So I hope that was helpful. Listen to the other episodes that have been referenced for deeper dives on some of the topics, and feel free to reach out if you're interested in working with me as your coach one-on-one. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode or any episode, please like, subscribe, follow, give me 5 stars so the algorithms will share this with other people, and hopefully it will add value to their lives as well. Thank you for spending your time with me. I look forward to sharing with you again in the future.